And then number four, treat others with respect and kindness. If you must complain in such circumstances, such as being served cold food in a restaurant, discovering a billing error, or a challenging warranty discrepancy, describe your situation in a way that shows respect to the individual listening to your complaint. Oftentimes, it's not their fault, and even if it is, there is no reason to speak to them like they're stupid or incompetent. Doing that will only make matters worse and reflect poorly on you. The good news is that breaking the habit of complaining is something you can do all on your own. Here are a few tips to get you started. For the next 24 hours, make an effort to catch yourself each time you complain, at home, at work, and out in the community. Being aware of your tone and how much you verbalize your dissatisfaction with other people or things is the first step toward ridding yourself of this bad habit. Next, listen to people around you, especially out in public. Notice how they speak to servers, customer service representatives, and other workers. What does this tell you about them? What does the way you speak to people out in public say about you? Next, the next time you find it necessary to lodge a legitimate complaint, make sure it meets the criteria I've just discussed. Make sure it's purposeful, solution-oriented, understanding, kind, and whine-free. And remember, complaining is harmful to your reputation. If you must complain, make sure your words are constructive and that you handle yourself in a way that reflects positively on your character.